What is up, Performance Marketer Nation? I am extremely excited today because we have on somebody who is going to talk about how you can use YouTube to get free traffic and create massive passive income by being an affiliate. Spencer Meekum, he is the number one affiliate for ClickFunnels. He's got a company called Buildapreneur. He's a good guy. He's really humble. He came on today and he and I spoke for a very long time and he gave so much gold about how to use YouTube and blogs to get free traffic. So I want you guys to get a pen and paper out and get ready for something awesome. And after this, if you want to check him out, you can go to ericbeer.com/Spencer, or you can text to 80800 the word Spencer, and we'll send you a link for his webinar so that you can continue to learn from this marketing genius. So let's dive in and hear what Spencer has to say.
I spent the last 17 years building my eight-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
Spencer Meekum, the affiliate wizard, the number one affiliate for ClickFunnels. Is that your claim to fame?
That's my biggest claim to fame, yeah.
Although from the short period of time of how I've been researching you, I think of a hammock and I think of you, which I think
that's,
is really cool.
That's good branding then. That's what I want you to think of.
That's exactly what it is. I love that. I love the hammock, and I think that's one of the cooler things out in the marketplace. So if not for anything else, I mean, who doesn't want a hammock? Yeah, you need two trees. You need something. You need to like stamp something there. But yeah, very cool. But so appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome. So I want to talk to you about how you're doing this. I want to talk about how you're just unbelievably being able to take YouTube, blogs, and get it out into the marketplace and teach people how you've successfully been able to become the number one affiliate for ClickFunnels, and I'm sure for other offers as well. But before we do that, can you just give us like a background of how you got started, where you came from?
Yeah. So, I mean, background's like super traditional. Like went to a college here in my town, got a degree in communications that, you know, does nothing for me. And anyway, so somewhere in the middle of my college experience is when I first, like, I didn't even know, I think I was probably 25 before I knew that there was any route out there besides a 9-to-5 job till you're 65, right? Like it's not that I didn't like, it didn't appeal to me. I didn't know it existed. And so the book I always credit Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If people have read that too.
That was my first book I've read.
Yeah, it's first book you've read?
Yeah,
that's awesome. I mean, same here. The first like entrepreneurial book, like self-help book, right? And it's a new world, right? Like coming from where I'm at, it's like, what am I doing here? You know, like this guy's doing crazy things. And so his route is like stocks and real estate and things like that. And I ended up, you know, trying and flopping in most of his routes. Right. But the mindset change was already there, right? And now I was in the world. And so then fast forward to affiliate marketing, that was actually a coworker that introduced me to that, and kind of a funny story. We were working at an SEO agency together, and pretty like low key SEO agency. So we're chatting, and he like turns his computer over to me one day. He's like, "Hey, like you should see what I've been doing." And he like shows me this website, and it was like super ugly, like just terrible looking. And I was like, "That's ugly. What, that's what you've been building, that ugly website?" And he's like, "Yeah." We keep talking. And he's doing like $5,000 to $10,000 in profit a month off this website. And what it is it's a vacuum cleaner review website. He's like helping people make, you know, decide on what vacuum cleaner to buy. It's a really boring niche, really ugly website. And I'm like, okay, like this is boring, this is ugly. And he's making more than me on this website, you know? And so I'm like, I'm going to try this. And So that was like my first foray. Like, okay, if this is something that I think I really, really do want to get into, is this affiliate marketing stuff. So that was my, I'm like, I'm going to do that. And I tried to build an affiliate marketing website. And I, you know, you don't know what you're doing the first year. Yeah. You're usually too stubborn to like pay for any coaching, any courses or anything. You're like, I'm going to figure this out. Yeah. So like first year was just, I mean, I think I did the math and I spent over 1,000 hours like building a website, like trying to figure out blogging, right? But without any real training and like background in it, just me. Yeah. So no money that first year. Like maybe I think I made like a couple $100, right?
Well, you were building like a comparison site?
Yeah, so I was building an affiliate, just a straight affiliate site for stock market. I called it beginningstocktrader.com. I'd learned a lot about the stock market from trying and failing with Kiyosaki stuff, you know? So I like knew a bunch of crap and I was like, oh, I'll show beginners how to get into the stock market. And so that's kind of how that was what the site was about. And yeah, I was, you know, introducing them to stock brokers and trying to make affiliate commissions. I guest posted. If you're familiar with blogging, like guest posting is, you know, I reached out to hundreds of sites and I wrote thousands of blog articles, you know, and I came away with like a couple $100.
So just to explain to people, like when you're a guest on someone else's blog, how you're writing, just tell people who are listening what that actually means.
Yeah. So a huge part of building a successful blog is actually getting other, like more successful blogs to link to you. And then Google's like, oh, like that's a legitimate blog, right? And so to do that, you start reaching out to these blogs, you know, you reach out to, I mean, think like Forbes and all those, Huffington Post, those are the big guys, right? But there's millions of other like medium-sized blogs out there. So you reach out, you're like, hey, can I write you this, you know, this big article? And then in the article, I'll make a link to my website. Are you okay with that? And it's a ton of work, right? You do tons of outreach. And then when you finally get somebody that says yes, you've got to write this really good article that they'll actually be willing to put on their blog and link to yours. And so it's a lot of work. And I built hundreds of links to this website that way.
Yeah. Anyway, it's funny, like there's the ways you could do that. So you were doing it 100% legit. There are guys.
That's the only way I knew.
Well, there are guys that do that. And what they do is they'll hire a ghostwriter. And then the ghostwriter will write the articles. And then they do the outreach and get them placed in the marketplace. Yeah. And even to the point where like you could pay Forbes to have an article inside Forbes. So sometimes you'll see some people like you're a Forbes contributor, but you're like, you paid.
Yeah, we know what that means.
Contributor,
you know. Yeah, like, you really start to look at media with like an eyebrow up there.
Yeah, exactly. So in any event, but that's cool. I appreciate you explaining that. Yeah, continue.
Oh, no, you're good. So that didn't work, right? That does work for a lot of people, but as you can see, like there's a much faster way, and the people that are succeeding are doing much faster than just me. So I did not succeed. Learned a lot, right? Learned a lot of stuff. Anyway, somewhere in there, I was like, I'm gonna. I can't remember what my system was. I was like, I'm going to start promoting this on Instagram. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a little YouTube video that like teaches them something like how to buy a stock, you know, and then I'm going to refer them to an affiliate of mine. Like I'm going to send them over to an affiliate link where they sign up for a stock broker and I'm going to make some money. And I was like, blog's not working for me. So I'm going to do that on Instagram. And I'm going to basically spam people on Instagram, right? Send them a message in their inbox like, hey, check out this, you know, video that teaches you how to buy stocks. And we all live and learn. And so anyway, like that didn't work, surprisingly, you know, like hitting everybody's inbox with this random message from a random guy.
Since they'll shut you down after a certain amount anyway.
Yeah, and I strangely, they never shut me down. It didn't work, but Instagram somehow never caught on to this guy sending all these links out.
You should have sent more.
Yeah, I should have just kept going. You're right.
No, I'm just kidding.
I had a baby in there. So right in there, I ended up having like my first child. And you know, like your first child, things kind of like slow down a lot. I already had my main job. Like this is still just a side hustle. And
yeah.
Anyway, somewhere in that few months, I go and, you know, I'm like on my computer doing my regular job. And I'm like, I wonder if I've made any affiliate commissions off that like stuff I did. And I log in and I'm like, whoa, like I made a bunch. Like what's going on? You know, cause I had shut down the Instagram bots and stuff and I hadn't really been doing anything. So I logged in and I'm exploring and the video that I'd made that I was sending to people on Instagram was in YouTube. And yeah, the video was actually ranking in YouTube and bringing in traffic.
Really?
So yeah, like just a random.
That's how you figured out YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Well, geez, I like spent all this time on Instagram, all this time on blogging. I spent no time on YouTube, and I'm making money on it. And so that was when I really decided to go into YouTube. And seriously, that video today, that like first video ever, still brings in money and like hundreds of subscribers, and it's just crazy. Like with the power of that, like I don't know why YouTube just said like, "Holy cow, we love this video," but they did.
YouTube's amazing. It's amazing. I want to learn more. Tell us more. Feed us. Feed us on the YouTube. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And so that's what made me realize YouTube was amazing, because a lot of these platforms, right, like Facebook and Instagram and all these platforms that we kind of traditionally are trying to market on, it's a constant battle, right? You're constantly having to feed this beast every single day. And if you don't, then your content disappears and Instagram, you know, stops promoting it, and you've got to feed the beast again the next day. But I'm looking at this YouTube video and I'm like, I fed this beast one time, you know, 6 months ago, and the video is still bringing me in leads. And then fast forward to 2020, I made this video 4 years ago and the video is still bringing me in leads, right? And so that's like the beauty and the power of YouTube is it's a very, it's exponential in the way you can grow, right? Each one of those videos becomes this piece of real estate that can start working for you. And then the next video can start working for you. And you start to build an online empire that's, you know, very similar to a real estate empire. You've just got little pieces of real estate that are making you money every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I say that all the time. It's like, you know, they talk about when we were growing up, the people that were wealthy are the ones that own the big buildings, and they're getting rent on a monthly basis, right? The internet, when you do it how you're describing it, it's cash flow, right? You're ultimately like getting paid rent for the video that you have out in the marketplace, which is, I mean, anything evergreen is massive. Like that's true passive income, right? You hear a lot of people talking about passive income and they're teaching people how to do that. Like that's true passive income. Like that's really cool, you know, and it's, you know, you talk about Facebook and Instagram, you're 1,000% right. Like they're still very powerful platforms, but the goal with those platforms are you just want to get the people off the platform. You want to build your list with those platforms so that you don't have to go and keep fighting them and paying them thousands of times, you know,
but
keep going, man. YouTube. Let's hear it. Let's hear all the secrets.
I'll just start talking YouTube. So there's a couple ways to make money on YouTube. There's like different kinds of traffic, right? So first of all, YouTube tends to be, if you understand traffic temperatures, it tends to be warmer and hotter already, right? Someone on Instagram, like if you think about your mindset when you open your Instagram account, your mindset is dull. It's like you're trying to turn off your brain almost, right? Like life sucks, you're at work. And you're just like, I just want to like shut down my brain and kind of like look at something stupid for a while and then not think, right?
That's so true, by the way. I don't mean to stop you, but people don't realize that. Like when you're thinking about online marketing, they're thinking about, oh, an ad or a text link. They don't realize it's a real person that's actually the person that's going to be clicking. And but people are so intimidated by traffic that they don't realize that when you're so smart to think about it as, well, when I'm going on Instagram, what's my mindset, right? When I'm going on Facebook, what's my mindset versus when I go to YouTube, you know? And like, that's a really good point. Cool.
Yeah. And so YouTube tends to be a little different, right? Like YouTube has that aspect, right? Like there's the people watching cat videos and like there's that crowd. But a good chunk of YouTube traffic, especially the chunk that you can make the most money off of are people with problems, right? And people with problems are hot leads. They're people that with money that are willing to solve their problems, right? Yeah. And so like as an affiliate marketer, I usually try to start at like the hottest, like what's the hottest traffic? The people that are like this close to buying an affiliate product right now. And all I've got to do is like just nudge them a little bit and they're bought, right?
Yep.
And so that's where I start. And stop me anytime you want me to like just dive in more.
So I mean, be specific. What's like, as an example, what is something that an affiliate marketer, are you talking about someone who's never ever made a dollar, doesn't even understand affiliate marketing, or somebody kind of dabbled in it the way you're dabbling and then all of a sudden you're like, all right, I found the right person?
Yeah. So in the affiliate, like if I was trying to promote in the affiliate marketing space, like there was a product that I want to promote, like let's say either my own course or there's a product I promote called Legendary Marketer. It's a training for affiliate marketers. Okay. And it's like they build your whole affiliate business for you. So if I was trying to promote that, I'd go out there and I'd start looking and doing some keyword research with some keyword research tools. And I'd start finding people looking for things like how to make money with affiliate marketing. Right. Or even deeper, hotter, right. Is like, what's the best affiliate marketing course? Or like Legendary Marketer I just told you about. Maybe someone's looking for like Legendary Marketer demo, or is Legendary Marketer worth it? You know, like he's got like that guy, is Legendary Marketer worth it? He's like, he is this close to buying it, right? Like maybe he just needs to see the inside of what they're teaching you. Maybe he needs to hear a testimonial. There's just something that's got him like stuck a little bit. And so that's where I'll start. Like, hey, I want to promote Legendary Marketer. What are like the hottest, like what's the hottest traffic I can target here and start showing up for? And then you just start working your way down. So, you know, the hottest traffic are the people that are like, you know, should I buy Legendary Marketer? And then a little beneath that might be Legendary Marketer Review. a little beneath that might be like, what is legendary marketer? And then you start to get into what I call warmer traffic, which is like, they don't know what legendary marketer is, but legendary marketer is solving the problem that they're looking for. So their problem is, how do I learn how to do affiliate marketing, right? Yeah. Well, legendary marketer is how you learn that. And so you make a video that bridges them, that bridges that gap there where you introduce them and you show them you know, the affiliate product, legendary marketer in this case. Probably the best example for me is like we talked about ClickFunnels. Like that's my number, like my claim to fame, right? If you type in what is ClickFunnels in Google or YouTube, you'll see a video by me that's got 90,000 views, right? And that's me hitting the hottest traffic and 90,000 people that typed in what is ClickFunnels, right? Like imagine how much money that traffic is worth in the real world. Like, it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm imagining you're tracking it in some way with a unique link. But when you're doing that, so like obviously anybody wants to show up for what is ClickFunnels, right? I could go create a what is ClickFunnels. I'm not going to show up the way you're showing up. Is it a hashtag? Is it the content? Is it the right time, the right place? I mean, obviously YouTube likes it. They're looking for good content that people on their platform like, so they're going to stay on YouTube, right? What have you done that's so amazing that, is it just that you're a good looking guy who knows what he's doing? Or is it that there's a little bit of a secret here that you can share?
Yeah. We'll go into the overview and then we'll go into the secret. So YouTube, yeah, like when you buy YouTube courses and when you talk to people at YouTube, they try to like throw, like, it's almost like they're trying to overwhelm you. You know, they're like, oh, there's tags and descriptions and this and that and this and that. And like, if you talk to like the people high up, they're like, nope, I focus on click-through rate. I focus on like how many people are shown my thumbnail and my title and click it, right? I focus on that. And I focus on how long I can get somebody to not only watch my video, but how long I can get somebody to stay on YouTube from the time that they start watching my video. And like, that's what YouTube cares about, right? So the first point, the click-through rate, how often do you watch a video on YouTube and then you're like, okay, that was dumb, and you click the X and you close out, right? YouTube hates that. What YouTube loves is when you're watching a movie or a video and then they have those recommended videos, right? And you go over and click on one of those instead. Like, oh yes, they got you again. You know, you're in the YouTube rabbit hole now. And so that's why click-through rate is so, so, so important, is they want you to keep clicking and clicking and clicking and not clicking that red X, but clicking more of those thumbnails.
Because every time they do that, an ad plays before the video.
Yeah, an ad plays before the video, an ad plays in the video, right? Like they're going to make money off you if they can keep you on their platform. And YouTube is really good at the algorithm side of figuring that out, right? So, you know, you've got to be good at fighting the algorithm what it wants is all. Is okay, YouTube wants, like YouTube can tell which videos are going to generate the clicks from that user. Now you need to make the video that'll, and the title and the thumbnail that'll do that, right? So that's the first half. And then when I say watch time, there's the individual video watch time. And if you look at like that what is ClickFunnels video, I think it's got like an 8 or 9 minute watch time, okay, which is huge. Like
very
it's
sticky.
Really hard to keep someone watching a video for 10 minutes today. Yeah. And so there's a lot that goes into that. But like if that's the mindset you've got to have, like remove the fluff, remove the anything that they're not looking to get, right? Like give them a reason to stay till the end of the video, things like that. Like start dive. Like if you watch that video, a lot of my videos did so well in the beginning because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a lot of like fluff to say. So it's just like, hey, I'm Spencer and I'm going to show you what ClickFunnels is. And boom, right. You know, I'm in and I'm talking. And later on, I was like, I got good at marketing and I was like, okay, hey, I'm Spencer. And like, these are my credentials and this is why you should listen to me. And by the way, you should click subscribe. And like, you know, and I got lost in that rabbit hole. And a lot of those like later on videos just didn't do as well because people, you know, they're like, this guy just, he's just talking. Like, I don't want to hear this stuff. Totally. I don't care about Spencer.
Right. You got like 10 Spencer seconds. If they start doing that, they're like, I'm out. Once you get into like the goods. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you lose, you know, 25% of your visitors before you've even got to the goods, YouTube's not liking that. Like they're like, we're not going to show Spencer's thumbnail as much when people are looking for things because, you know, the people click on it and then we lose them and they click X. And so the big change, like the reason my original videos did so well and now my like later on videos did so well and my middle videos struggled so much is because I didn't understand that. And in the beginning, I didn't understand that and it was a good thing for me. Like I dove right in. It was always straight to the point. There was never fluff. I had, I was just hitting my bullet points and I was showing them on the screen and giving them exactly what they wanted. And
that's
so
great. Ignorance is bliss, right?
Ignorance is bliss. Yeah. And it's crazy. Like it's been hard for me to go back and hit that same level of success because now I know so much more and I want to say so much more. Right. And I like have to just be like, no, like they need to know this. They don't need to know any more than that. Right.
Right.
So that's kind of the YouTube algorithm in a nutshell there. And kind of like you talked about, like, you can fake it or you can you can fake it in the beginning. So like you can buy a lot of that stuff, right? You can buy views and you can buy clicks and all kinds of stuff to YouTube pretty easily in the beginning. But eventually YouTube's algorithm is going to catch on, and it's really, it will always come down in the long run to, okay, which person, you know, there's 500 people that it looks like have decent videos going for this, you know, that are around this topic. And so YouTube's got a double algorithm. The first algorithm identifies those 500, right, or 1,000. And then the next part of that algorithm says, okay, who's going to keep this person on YouTube the longest? And that's the guy that wins the race there, right? And so, yeah,
like if you were to critique your what is ClickFunnels, right? Because you're saying, I mean, still, even now, like there's got to be something that you did that was unbelievable that you were able to now get 90,000 views. That's insane. And you're getting up there. Like if I went and did that tomorrow, if I go and create a what is ClickFunnels, right? And I start getting into the goods right away, am I gonna get 90,000 views?
Honestly, you could. Like you think it's so competitive and like and there's like a million other people, but most people aren't understanding that, right? So if you make a thumbnail that's got a click through rate that's similar or higher than mine, which if you look these thumbnails that are geared around searching, the search side of YouTube, not like the recommended column that's sitting right here, right? Yeah. They're geared around the search. People try to make them all kinds of fancy. But that was another thing I did in the beginning is it's just like, no, like make a very simple thumbnail that the instant they see that the thumbnail solves their problem, right? Like as soon as they look at that thumbnail, they say, oh, that this video solves my problem, right?
Right. It's got to solve your problem. What's a good click rate for YouTube, and where do you see that data? Where would someone see that data to know?
So yeah, if you go to studio.youtube.com, you'll get just insane amounts of data. Just click analytics and it'll give you a good simple overview, and then you can click in and you can see exactly where people are leaving your video. So all these things I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
you can go in and I would bet you'll make a video, right? And your what is ClickFunnels video won't do as well as mine. And you'll go in and look and it'll show you a graph. It'll be like, hey, at 1 minute you were losing people, you know, by 2 minutes you'd lost 50% of your audience. And you can say, okay, in the first 2 minutes I lost 50% of my audience. What, you know, and go back and watch and say, why did they leave? You know, and you can see exactly where they're leaving. And you're like, I get it. You know, he left because this. And so one of the huge things I noticed on that video in compared, because that's like one video that I've really studied. Cause I'm like, why does YouTube love this?
The drop off rate. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Is I've noticed that like when these people are looking at softwares in particular and things like that, my new videos would be like my full screen, right? I would start out full screen. Hey, I'm Spencer, blah, 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 you know, and then I'd lose a bunch of people. I'm like, why did I lose people? And then I looked at that video and like five other videos. And I start out with me just hanging out in the bottom right corner, right? The software is up from the first second the software is up. And these people know like, oh, he's going to show me the software on the screen here, right? Versus when it's just me, it's like, he's just going to talk. You know, a lot of these videos just talk. And I don't want someone to talk. I want someone to show me. And so the show me aspect of YouTube is huge for search, right? Like I'm searching with a question. I'm searching with a problem. The thumbnail just got to tell me instantly that you can solve it. And then the first 15 seconds of the video through your words and what you're showing on the screen need to show that you can also solve it.
Yeah.
And then you dive in. Right. And then, I mean, I can't tell you exactly what it is in that video, but I'm clear. I've got a bullet. I've got an outline bullet, you know, I'm going in the order that makes sense to them. It's simple. Everything is just cohesive and people stay and they watch my whole video.
That's really cool. And I've noticed that you, in your videos, when you show your screens and full disclosure, I actually like those better as well. Not that I don't like watching people, because I do, I enjoy that, but I'm a visual guy. I learn when I'm actually watching you do it, you know, so it makes sense. That's really cool. So hashtags don't matter?
No, I like, it's like, I mean, you could say, I don't want to say like they don't 100% matter, but like tags, the YouTube videos have tags, you know, they're just so tiny. Like the amount, like just don't spend any time on it because it's just such a tiny piece of the algorithm. You know, every, like I told you, there's two algorithms, right? YouTube identifies all the videos that could show up when someone searches, and then it identifies all the video, like out of those who it's going to rank. Well, all 10,000 of those videos that could show up, right? They've got descriptions, they've got tags, they've got titles, you know, like they're all so similar in that you're not going to stand out with any of that stuff. So do it, spend 10 seconds on it or whatever. Right.
Sure.
But yeah, it's just not, that's not what's going to rank you. Oh, and then I'll dive in a little deeper and talk about something else that goes great with some of these videos. So the second cool thing about YouTube and the reason you do want to have description, like a description in there and some text and things, is 20% of Google searches contain a YouTube video. Okay. So you're double dipping. You get a YouTube video like that. What is ClickFunnels video? And I can't say it still is. I haven't looked at it in like a couple of weeks, but it was ranking in Google for what is ClickFunnels. And it was ranking in front of like these killer blogs, right? These blogs that have spent years building up authority and like all that stuff, right?
That's
but a lot of searches, YouTube's like, oh, or Google's like, we'll put a YouTube video up front because I think someone might benefit more from a YouTube video, right? And so the guy beneath me with this like just years old blog, all the clout in the world, I'm getting more views, like more clicks and views than him because Google pulled my YouTube video. And so I'm not saying like, and that came from like a good description and good like general SEO principles as opposed to watch time and stuff. But
that is gold. That is pure gold.
Thank you.
I mean, amazing. That's so cool. So, all right. So that's your first way for YouTube. You had two ways.
So then you know, you get all those hot people, all that hot traffic. And kind of like you're talking about, you may not be able to in the beginning when you're still figuring out like how, you know, how it all works and how you can get good click through thumbnails and you don't have data and stuff, you know, but then there's kind of the warmer traffic and this is much more broad. Like, you know, there's maybe 100 keywords just that are like, what is ClickFunnels and how to buy ClickFunnels and ClickFunnels pricing. But so then you'll take your affiliate product and you're going to say like, what are the problems this product solves? And then you've got hundreds of videos, right? So ClickFunnels solves funnel building, lead generation, higher conversion rates, landing pages, you know, emails, just tons and tons of things that ClickFunnels solves that you could go in and, you know, people are searching for like how to build a landing page or how to build a converting landing page or how to increase how much you make per lead. I'm freezing up on the term.
Revenue per lead?
Profitability. Yeah. Stuff like that. But anyway, they're searching all kinds of things, right? And as you like do this keyword research, which I won't even tell you, just Google keyword research tools. There's tons of them.
Yeah.
And they're all, you know, fairly good. But there's just unlimited amounts of content you can start creating where you say, hey, I'm going to show you how to build a high converting, you know, landing page right now in 5 minutes. And you're going to build one on the spot. And they're going to say, wow, how did he do that? You know, and you're going to say, oh, by the way, like this is all happening inside of ClickFunnels. The reason it's so easy and you're probably loving how fast, you know, and how simple this builder is, that's inside of ClickFunnels. And so there's a link down below to ClickFunnels, right? And then if you're really all in, you know, you can say, and by the way, if you sign up with that link, I'm going to give you like some cool templates and some training and all that stuff. But that's where all that's the next place I'll go. And then you could always like, and then I don't really go for cold traffic. So if you look at like my business, like there is no cold traffic. It's all targeted. It's all people, like especially, you know, in the ClickFunnels affiliate part of my business where I'm promoting that, it's all targeted business owners and people that are trying to start an online business that ClickFunnels can help. And those are the only people even like seeing like most of my content. And so
interesting. So would you define warm traffic as somebody that's a business owner that you know that you can solve a problem, right? Versus they may not necessarily know who Spencer is, but they need a problem solved. And if they need the problem solved, then you have the solution. To you, that's you going after warm traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. And it could be, I mean, it could be like there's a million niches, right? Like we always talk about ClickFunnels and when I'm talking to people. But you could do it in the pet business, you know, how to clean up, like how to get dog crap out of your carpet or whatever, right? And there's like some cleaners and stuff. And
I need that.
Yeah, you're searching that, right? And there's affiliate programs there. Like every niche has people on YouTube trying to figure things out. You know, how to get started in pickleball is one I think I almost went into recently. Like, you know, yeah. Tennis for newbies. Well, guess what? I'm going to give you my recommended racket and my recommended tennis balls. And my, you know, you want to learn more? I've got a digital course where I teach you tennis. Like, you can do it in any space on YouTube. You've just got to, you know, work backwards. Like, okay, this is the program I want to promote. Okay, here's all the hot keywords I can go for. Like, that's where I'm going to start. Okay, here's all the problems it solves. That's the next set of videos I'm going to make, you know. And then I guess we could talk, I go on now talking about emails if you want to go.
Totally. Well, I could give you 10 to 15. I'm writing them down right now, questions that I have for you. I mean, well, yeah, well, let's get into the emails in a sec, but let me just ask you two questions. The first question is, when you keep describing all these videos, do you have to have your handle only talk about ClickFunnels? Or can you talk about ClickFunnels? And then can you talk about an email platform? And then can you talk about some other affiliate program like the Legendary Marketer? Like, does it have to be where your handle specifically is around a certain solution? Can you do pickleball and ClickFunnels in your, or would you have to start a new handle?
You'd have to start a new channel. And honestly, like the more, so like those are close enough that I do it. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for a beginner, but like ClickFunnels and an email autoresponder are two tools that the same audience needs, right? Sure. So I can promote those fairly easily. Same thing with Legendary Marketer, like they're online people. And so Legendary Marketer is a little out of the people that are doing ClickFunnels, but they're people trying to use the internet to make money. And that's what Legendary Marketer teaches, right?
Yeah.
But even that, like, so here's the basics of how YouTube works. Once you've built up an audience, like it's a little harder when you don't have an audience. Once you've built up an audience, you put out a video and YouTube is going to give that video about 48 hours, right? And it's going to start putting it in like the home page of the subscribers, and it might send like notifications to your subscribers, and it'll just show up in your subscribers' feeds, right? And YouTube's going to base, like, okay, depending on how the subscribers respond to that is how I'm going to decide how to start promoting this video, right? So you make, like, let's say I got that video that blew up. It's got 90,000 views. It's probably brought in 900 to 1,000 subscribers that are ClickFunnels. You know, they're online business owners looking for ClickFunnels. So now I throw out a pickleball movie or video. Well, YouTube starts and it says, okay, let's go show that pickleball video to all the subscribers, right? Yeah. And very few click and watch it. So now my click-through rate is way down. Those that do are like, is he trying to show us, like, what is this? And they click and then they're like, oh, this really is just a pickleball video. You
know? right.
What the heck? So then they click the back button, right? Now I got a 10-second average watch time, right? And YouTube says, YouTube doesn't know everything. So it says, this video sucks. I'm not going to show this video for any pickleball keywords or terms or anything. This video, clearly people aren't interested in this video, right? And so you always, like, the more niche you can go,
yeah,
then you get this audience that's really cohesive, right? If you can get like 80, if every one of your videos, 80% of your audience is interested in, well, then YouTube quickly identifies with each new video, like, okay, it's a good video. It's in, this is the type of person that's interested in that. And it can go out and find more people just like that. And the broader you get, the harder that is.
When someone goes and clicks back on the pickleball that you published, does that now affect your stats for your small business, entrepreneur business that you're promoting ClickFunnels and all those other videos? Would that count as part of the stats, or does YouTube recognize it?
Video centric. So YouTube tends to look at each video individually. And so you'll find, you know, if you look at my channel, I've got videos with like 9-minute average watch times, and I got videos with like 1.5, right? Like, and they don't really affect each other. YouTube just says, okay, learning moment for that video.
But you don't have like, so when you post and publish a video, do you get preferential treatment because of all the good content you already have out in the marketplace versus if somebody new came in and just said, all right, I'm going to start a handle and start posting. But you have a reputation because you do have some of these videos that are viral and people love what you put out.
Yeah.
Is there anything to that?
I don't know if it's preferential treatment. So on the looking at it from above, you might say like he's getting preferential treatment. But what's really happening is when I put out a video about affiliate marketing, it's testing that video with, you know, thousands of people that are interested in affiliate marketing. And therefore I'm getting, you know, and they're watching a lot of it, and I'm getting this good boost, and YouTube's like, oh, okay, this is a good video about affiliate marketing. So then I get bumped up, right? And a brand new guy, YouTube doesn't have any data to show that this is a good video about affiliate marketing. And so it doesn't get that initial boost that they can propel it forward, right? And that's why it's hard in the beginning. But yeah, in the beginning, it's just consistency creating content, right? Until a few videos do get picked up by YouTube, the algorithm says, I kind of like, people are kind of liking this. I showed it to a few people, they liked it, and it starts to grow, right? And then you start to get some subscribers, and then you can start being on the same playing field. Sure. But I don't think it's necessarily like the algorithm saying like, oh, Spencer's got a big channel, right, about affiliate marketing, let's rank him higher. Yeah. It's just kind of it's naturally feeding the algorithm because of the channel and the subscribers I have and who they are.
How do you get people to subscribe when they're watching your videos?
You ask them with a reason. So that was one of the things I did bad in the beginning, right?
Do you give some sort of ethical bribe? Do you give some giveaway, like how to buy YouTube ads or how to show up in YouTube organically?
So you do that for an email. There's no way to like really do that for a subscriber to like automate that. So you'll do that for an email. First subscriber, this is how I do it. A lot of people try to do it right in the beginning, like, hey, my name's Spencer Meekum, this video is about this. Remember, blah, 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 click subscribe, right? And I try not to do that very much, or if I do, I try to be really quick, because at that point, they don't have a reason to subscribe yet, right? It's like, well, why, you know, like, you haven't even like taught me anything, like, why would I click subscribe? Right. So what I try to do, like my last 10, 20 videos, it's like 3 or 4 minutes in where I start asking for that. Like as soon as like I'll identify the spot in my outline when I'm like, hey, that's a juicy detail, right? Like I just showed them something a vast majority of them didn't know. And then right after that is when I say like, hey, if you liked what you just saw, now I'm asking, right? And now I've given them a good reason, and they're willing to because they see that I'm real when I'm telling them, like, I'm actually
stuff. You've added some value. You've helped somebody. Yeah. So immediately you're hitting on that, right? That's smart. Yeah. So you go through your video, watch the video and see where those points are. And you're like, ooh, that's a good spot. Boom. And then do you edit it and put it in, or you just know?
It's in my outline. It's in the outline. I can typically tell, like, okay, I'm about to show them this detail, right? And so then as I'll say that spot, then as I go into my next point, I'm like, if you guys love what you just heard and you want to learn tons of cool stuff like that, you definitely want to be clicking subscribe, right? So it's quick, it's simple, and then you can move on. But you do want to ask, like, you get a lot from that.
And you're creating some sort of framework ahead of time that you're following prior to you going and videotaping yourself?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Is there a certain flow that you follow? Is there a certain flow, the Spencer flow?
Spencer flow, yeah. I mean, so honestly, the Spencer flow, if you go out there and look, everyone's using, the successful people are all generally using the same flow. Like in the first 15 seconds, they're identifying the whole video, what it's about. Right after that, they're giving people a reason to stay. So you can, they're trying to make it like curiosity, or, you know, this is what you're going to learn if you stay till the end, or some reason to keep watching the video.
Yeah.
And then some people will ask for subscribe. Typically at this point, I won't do an intro. I won't ask for subscribe. It's just like, hey, we're diving in. We're 30 seconds in and I'm talking. And then every video is different, right? Depending on what you're teaching and what you're talking about. But I definitely build out an outline. If you don't have an outline, I mean, you're just wandering, right? So if you have an outline, you can, like we talked about, removing fluff. It's like, boom, I can talk about this point and instantly move on to the next point, right? If you don't have that next point, you're gonna start just kind of like talking and trying to like figure out, you know, how you talk.
Yeah.
And so you build an outline. Don't ever put out a video without at least some bullet points of like where you're going.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, so you were talking about pickleball, and I've heard it. It's like a popular sport now. I'm more and more people down in, like, my dad lives in Florida. I just hear about more and more people playing it, and it's getting popular around the country. But how would you decide if you wanted to get into that market for pickleball? Is it something on YouTube that you think could perform well? You don't see a lot of it right now, and that's an opportunity. Like, how would you decide?
So there definitely is like niches, right, that just have more money, like the make money online space. There's just going to be more money that you're going to be able to make off that. But that needs to not be like your number one priority. So I would say your number one priority is like, what can you talk about for a year? Like, what can you just join any conversation instantly and talk for 45 minutes with someone about, right? And whatever that subject is, like, that's where you start, because that's what you're going to be doing here the next 5 years on YouTube, right? You're going to be just joining this conversation and joining this community over and over again. And so if you don't have a passion for it, you might see some success in the beginning. You probably won't. But even if you do, like a year from now, it's just going to be like, oh, I'm so sick of talking about pickleball. You know, like I hate the sport, but like I'm making money in it now. So I got to keep going. And like, I can't change directions. I have to start a whole new channel. So I say, like, what could you just talk about for years? And where could you just join in any conversation and just talk for 45 minutes to somebody about something and be comfortable with that? And that's like your number one priority. If you can do that with something, you'll be able to break into the space. You'll do fine. You'll be able to break into any space. Like, I don't think there's any space too competitive on YouTube to where you couldn't break in. The hardest one is probably the make money online space.
Yeah. So when you're creating different channels, can you have five different channels on YouTube? And if you do, is it your name for each of them?
I don't know. So people are varied on their opinions of this. If you'll notice, I don't ever do branded stuff to my name. I want to potentially have the option to sell my whole business someday, the YouTube channel, the blog, everything. And that's why I don't brand it to my name. If you are okay with branding it to your name, like, that's not a worry you have, then go ahead. I honestly don't think it matters. I have three channels. One is in the wealth space. One is a test channel where I just basically use to test things. And then one is the Buildapreneur channel.
If anybody here wants to find your channels, they would type in Buildapreneur.
And then they type in Wealth Hacks.
Wealth Hacks.
I don't tell anybody the third channel because it's just a data channel, and I don't want people going to the videos and messing with my data.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah, that's smart. It's interesting. Like, you know, an email, you're always testing, you're seeding emails. We were talking earlier about how we're signing up for SMS and for email because we want to see what people are doing. And that's how you're doing it on YouTube. I've actually never heard anybody do that before. That's cool.
Yeah, I can test kind of the more black hat stuff with that. It's kind of honestly a lot of way to go. So like, I wonder what happens if I buy 100,000 views on this video. You know, what's it going to do? And I'm not going to do that on Buildapreneur, where YouTube might just, you know, shut me down. But a test channel just to see.
Yeah. So you were going to talk about email earlier.
Yeah. So that's the next monetization strategy, right? Like YouTube's going to pay you some money, not very much for the ads and stuff. The next level of money is the affiliate commissions, right? So where you can always refer people down to a link, but still, you know, conversion rates on sales, just don't tend to be, you know, massive. And so that's where the third tier comes in, and that's capturing all these people's email addresses through
building your list, the biggest asset in your business,
and
building your list,
because I mean, there's so many reasons. The primary two being that's the only business you'll ever truly own, right? Like I've had YouTube channels get shut down, I've had Facebook accounts get shut down, right? Like you do not own any of those; they're all owned by someone else. And so your only real business.
We were talking about that just earlier, right? We were just saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beauty. That's why surveys. We're going to build you a survey.
Build your list. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the big reason. And the second reason is email. Email is a way that I talked about how like I've got four or five products, right? They're all geared at the same audience. So anyone that signs up for ClickFunnels, in my opinion, they also need an email autoresponder. And so for me, that's ActiveCampaign. You know, business owners might use MailChimp, or you might've heard of like ConvertKit, whatever you use.
Yep.
But anyway, so if you can get someone's email address, now you can start interselling, right? You've got an email address. You can have these email automations that start dripping out day after day after day, right? And they start interselling like, hey, you watched the ClickFunnels video. You signed up for some lead magnet, you know, around ClickFunnels. So now in a few days, I'm going to email you and say like, hey, you're using ClickFunnels. You probably are going to want to start sending out emails and building out your email list so I can send them to a video, or I can say like, get started with ActiveCampaign, right? Now I've interlinked that. And then a little while later, like Steve Larson launches his summit this week, right? And it's like your final offer in ClickFunnels. What's like how to crush it with ClickFunnels, right? And he's charging a couple $100. And I say, oh, hey, cool. I've got this list of people that are interested in ClickFunnels. And I know they're interested in ClickFunnels because they watched a ClickFunnels video and signed up for a free course. And so now I can just send them all an email to Steve's offer, and Steve, you can pay me for that, right? And so you start to build these lists of people that are all like geared around specific things. And every time a new offer comes up, you don't have to go make a video and try to like start at zero again. You've already got 5,000 people interested in building a business online. You just got to send the email to them, and you know, a couple $1,000 in profit with zero expense and an hour of time spent.
Genius. So the top of the funnel is you create a YouTube channel, then you put a video out, then you get somebody to sign up for something free that you're going to give them of value, and they're going to give you their email address. And in return, you're giving them a free course around ClickFunnels or something around that subject. And then you're then going to start to send to them. The logical next step, right, is they're going to need an autoresponder to respond to all the funnels they're building on ClickFunnels. Is that they've already signed up for ClickFunnels at that point?
Yeah. So we're assuming, I mean, that we obviously can't say with everybody, but we know they're interested in ClickFunnels. We know they signed up for like a lead magnet that was like templates or share funnels or, you know, like something that there's a good chance they're with ClickFunnels or they're interested in ClickFunnels or something like that. At the very least, they're an online business. You know, they're doing something with a business online. And so, yeah, that's when you can start dripping out those other related products to them. And then, that's all done in automation. So when someone comes in, like it just starts happening, right? And then whenever like Steve Larson or somebody reaches out and they're like, hey, I've got this cool product launch coming up. Do you want to promote it? I'll just pause the automation, you know, wait a day. And then I'll go shoot out an email to all those people about Steve's thing. Wait a day, start the automation again. You're right. And so I can make some instant commissions if I need, but there's kind of that background process just always happening.
So you have how many emails set up in automation?
So I've got a lot. I've got about 6 months to a year's worth of emails that go out, and they're not all selling things, right? So I'll sell some things, and then I'll try to like rebuild rapport with them. So I'll maybe send them to some YouTube videos that are like my best training videos, or like I'll do motivational emails that I'll just like tell them a really hard story and try to get them like motivated again. Or I'll do like relatability emails, like, hey, I play pickleball, and like just here's a little insight into me, right? And those all help. So when the time comes and I'm like, hey, I'm selling you something, right? I'm not just this like random name on a computer. It's like, oh yeah, Spencer, he's been emailing my fuck. I know him. I've seen his videos, right? I've seen his like name. I've seen his picture. I know who Spencer is.
So you're not necessarily reaching out to the people when they're signing up and talking to them, but you're building up a relationship by them signing up for one of your programs. And then you keep on driving them back to your content. So they start to get to know you. Right.
Yeah. It's funny. And people will say this, and I feel the same way with like Russell Brunson, right? Like I just recently interviewed him in my group, And it was like, I feel like I know you really well. I know tons of stories about you. I've seen you a million times, right? You don't feel like you know me, I'm sure. And I've had people tell me that same thing. Like, I feel like I already know you so well, you know, like I've read tons of your life stories and I've watched tons of your videos and where you tell things and stuff. And so they, to like, it's a relationship on their side, and relationship is still how things sell. Right. And so you buy when you feel like you trust somebody and they have your best interest in heart. And so you can do that all through just automated email sequences.
Yeah. Smart. So you're just creating content. How many times are you sending an email to somebody at, like, it's the lead born date, and then that's when the automation starts.
Mm-hmm.
So then how many emails would I get in a week?
So first week you'll get three, like I'll hit you 1, 2, 3, 3 in a row. And then it'll start dripping out, and I have it sets 1 to 2 a week. Basically you're like, it's a balance, and everyone has their own ways. Like some people are just like, hammer them, you know, like get as much money out of you as you can out of them before they unsubscribe.
Yeah.
I just try to think a little more long-term than that. And so the balance is like, you've got to stay top of their mind, right? You don't want to ever have an email come into their inbox and they're like, who is that? Because it's going to get swiped, or it's going to get unsubscribed, or, you know, worst case scenario, they're going to mark it as spam because they don't recognize it. And I get a lot of that. Like I'll put in my email and someone, you know, and like 2 years later, they'll just send out a random email. And it's like, hey, we're having a sale, you know? And I'm like, I have no memory of putting my email address in there. Totally. I'm going to mark you as spam.
Yeah.
So you wanted that balance of like, I'm top of mind. They know and they expect me to email them, but it's not like, oh, that guy just keeps, you know, he will not stop bugging me. And it's a balance, but
yeah,
hopefully I hit it somewhat.
And it's a combination of affiliate offers, content that you're delivering, where you're helping them from self-education and things you're doing.
Yeah.
And then just motivational.
And you can even make the affiliate offers part of the educational, right? Like, hey, I got this cool new training on, you know, how to build an email automation, or how to like automate your email strategy so you can make money on autopilot, right? And there's some affiliate commissions potential there, right? And so you can really interlink those.
And how many offers are you promoting at one time?
So in the automation, there's 20. Like there's a lot of offers that kind of go through that automation. Live offers, I'll only be promoting one. I try to do one a month. This month I did 3. And like I saw it, like I saw my list respond negatively to that, as in like open rates go down, click-through rates go down, right? Like that's like hammering a list and you actually see it happen. So I try to do like one big promotion a month, as opposed to just like a bunch of little ones where I go all in, I send 3 or 4 emails, you know, I build up to something. Maybe I offer some bonuses, stuff like that.
It's funny because when I first heard of you, I heard of you as an affiliate for ClickFunnels, but you built some of your own courses and your own programs. At what point did you go from being an affiliate to, hey, I got something here, I want to share this with other people? Like, how did that all happen?
When people started asking me, I actually, like in the beginning, I was like, I just wanted to be an affiliate, right? I was like, I just want to be an affiliate and that's it. I don't want to build an audience. I don't want to do any of that stuff. But I think I got up to like 300 or 400 like people signed up through ClickFunnels through me. You know, anyway, ClickFunnels started to promote me, like, hey, check out this, Spencer Makeham's doing, see what he's doing. So then suddenly my inbox is full of people like, hey, can you show me what you're doing? Can you show me what you're doing? In the beginning, I was like, oh, no, I don't want to create a bunch of competition out there. You know, I want to just keep doing what I'm doing. Like, this is working. But in the end, I was like, okay, I think I can teach this and not be, you know, creating competition and teach it in a broad way so that people can go out and promote hundreds of products as opposed to just one. And so, yeah, somewhere in there, it was like that. And I launched my first course ever like 3 years ago, and it was kind of mediocre. I call it Affiliate Secrets. And it was, you know, it wasn't great. Same thing. Like when I started with affiliate marketing, it wasn't great. Yeah. And then after about 6 to 8 months of selling that and getting some feedback, then I went underground for like 3 months and like built like the big one that I sell now, which is called Affiliate Secrets 2.0. And it's, you know, vastly improved upon that original version. You know, you just live and learn. And then I learned how to better teach people and take people from nowhere to where they really could make commissions.
Awesome. So you want to tell people how they would be able to find Affiliate Secrets 2.0, how they could work with you? Obviously, you've dropped a ton of gold. I could sell this interview right now as a course. So, I mean, you know, let people know how they could find you.
I imagine you might have a link somewhere. If this is wherever this is at, if it's YouTube or podcast or whatever, you can also go to buildapreneur.com/free. That's where there's like lots of free stuff. If you want to just, you're in, you're like, I want to do this affiliate marketing thing, affiliatesecrets.co. So not .com, .co. I wish I had .com, But that's where you can kind of see where, how that course is laid out, learn more about that course and purchase that course.
Awesome. Well, man, I mean, I could talk to you for hours, but I'm going to respect your time and let you go. But I really appreciate you coming on. This was amazing. I'm going to watch this like at least 5 times. Go and get your free stuff and watch it. And that's awesome. So Spencer, really, really great to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on. You're awesome. Good luck with everything and stay safe, buddy.
You as well. I'll see you.
All right. Take care.
So there you have it, Performance Marketer Nation. Spencer dropping gold, talking about free traffic using YouTube and blogs. He talked about how to use emails and how to set up an automation email sequence. He gave you so much information. You should go back, take notes, and follow step by step on the things that he talked about, and you will be in business very quickly. He did it. He's drinking his own Kool-Aid. You can do the same. If you want to learn more from Spencer, you can go and check out his free webinar, ericbeer.com/Spencer, or text the word Spencer to 80800, and we'll send you a link to check out his free webinar. Appreciate you guys listening in. Stay healthy, stay well, stay safe. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.